This is Paul Fishman from Reflex. The politics of dancing. The politics of ooh, feeling good. The politics of moving. Oh. You are listening to the New Wave Music Podcast.
Welcome to a special episode of the New Wave Music Podcast. I'm Steve. Unfortunately, T-Bone couldn't be with us today, but with me is Terry Chambers, drummer for the band XTC. You'll remember them from such great songs as Statue of Liberty. You've been the subject of so many dreams since I climbed your torso. Oh, my Statue of Liberty. Oh-oh. And pale on your hair, why do you do to me? Oh-oh. Life on a Farm Boy's Wages. Shilling for the brother who brings the sheep in. And general and majors. Generals and majors are hard, they're never too far from battlefields and glorious. Out in a world of their own, they'll never come down till once again victorious. Whoa, generals and majors always seem so unhappy unless they got a war. Generals and majors are hard, like never before. I'm tired of being actionless. Welcome to the show, Terry.
Hi, Steve. Nice to be here.
So, Terry, let's go way back. How did you become involved in the band XTC with Andy Partridge and Colin Moulding?
Yeah, that's that took place probably back in about 1972. We all lived in the same town, and there was very few places that people of our age would congregate at, and mainly. It was like local venues, so we were sort of teenagers, and I suppose we frequented the same sort of places and became acquainted that way, really.
So XTC has had a unique sound that blends elements of post-punk, new wave, and pop. How do you think the band's music evolved over the years, and what were some of the influences that shaped its sounds?
Well, in the early days, it was Andy Partridge was the only one that was actually writing the songs. It wasn't until a little later that that Colin sort of felt he was confident enough to come forward and sing in front of a microphone, let alone write music. So it really sort of developed with Andy's interest in the Beatles, I guess. That's the way it sort of really began, and he was always keen on pop songs, basically, you know, the Kinks, that type of thing.
What was the creative process like with XTC, especially in terms of songwriting and recording?
Well, as I say, Andy Partridge was a very forward-thinking sort of guy, and most of it, especially in the early days, sort of came from him. And he was always keen on trying to make things nice and interesting for people, and being slightly different from the rest of the pack. That was basically his way of looking at things.
So you ended up leaving XTC back in 1982. Was there a particular reason for you moving on?
Well, Andy Partridge decided he didn't want to sort of tour anymore. He became sort of ill and exhausted at that point in time. To me, being in a band was all about playing live. So really, it all sort of stemmed from that, really. And after the touring had finished, we were put in a position where we were obliged to record another album. And I didn't think that the songs that were on that particular album were quite as strong as the previous album, which was the English Settlement record. I think that really Andy probably needed a bit of a rest all round to recharge his batteries. And unfortunately, we had unsympathetic management at that particular point in time, and they just thought that, well, if you're not touring, you need to be recording or doing something rather than just having a rest, which is what we really needed.
You've obviously stayed very busy since that time. Particular one highlight I want to talk to you about is back in, I think, 2016 or 2017, you and Colin released the Great Aspirations EP under the band name TCNI. Could you share some insights into that, into the inspiration behind that project? And what was it like working on it?
Yeah, I came back to the UK at around that time for a wedding, of all things. And Colin, at that particular point in time, was working on what was a solo project. But we went out one evening there, and he just threw it out there and said, look, would you be interested in playing perhaps on this EP? And making it a joint venture, because he felt that working on his own was a little bit soul-destroying. And I thought, yeah, it's an opportunity that, you know, you're only here once. So I jumped in and helped him out with that, to the extent that we recorded that. And he felt he wanted to hear what that thing sounded like in a live environment. So we put a band together. We did a few shows, after which Collins achieved what he sort of set out to do, which was just to hear some of the songs that had never been played live before. But he didn't want to get back on the treadmill of touring again. I, on the other hand, felt that it was enjoyable, and I wanted to see how much further I could take it. And as a result of that, I've now got the EXTC band together, which basically came out of the TCNI thing. But we've since had some personnel changes for one reason or another. And I'm very happy with the lineup we have at the moment, which is Steve Hampton on guitar and vocals and Terry Lyons on bass and vocals. And that's the band that will be touring the United States in a fortnight's time.
Yeah, and I want to get to that in just a moment. Going back to that EP, though, the Great Aspirations, I just recently discovered it. I was actually blown away, particularly by the track Scatter Me.
Scatter me all alone, down at the seeker of place. Once there was made these three wishes, dandelions blown with three kisses. Oh, scatter me once, scatter me twice. Oh, scatter me sweetly.
And greatness.
Overwhelming greatness is where I wanna be. Make my daddy proud of me. Hope my mama lives to see my greatness. Like Churchill, Hitchcock.
They stood out in particular. Sounds like you had a great time working with Colin, and it kind of reinvigorated you to wanting to get back on the road and play live again.
Yeah, it was good. It was like putting on an old comfortable pair of slippers, in a sense, you know, or getting on an old bike you hadn't been on there for a long time, and it just seemed to work. I enjoyed it immensely, and it rekindled my interest in the music business, because for quite some time there, I sort of dropped out of the music business for quite a long time. But this rekindled my interest in it, especially being in the position where we were making the decisions, as opposed to a manager or an agent making, or a record company for that matter, making the decisions on it.
So moving on to EXTC, how did the formation of that band come about, and what inspired you to continue touring with that band and doing the XTC songs through them?
Yeah, well, as I say, once Colin decided that he didn't want to get back on the treadmill of touring again, I thought that we'd put a lot of work into it to get to that point. And the reaction to the live stuff was very encouraging. So I thought, well, what? I didn't have anything else to do, really. So I spoke to Andy Partridge about it, about the possibility of continuing on with this thing. And he suggested that I just put a band together and play some XTC songs and fly the flag. I mean, Partridge has continued to re-release records in different formats and CDs and one thing or another to continue the XTC legacy. And I suppose he thought that by somebody going out there and continuing the live thing, it would help the band, which is what I'm trying to do.
We saw you guys live last year. I'll dive a little bit more into that later on, but it's a great chance to see and hear these XTC songs live where you normally wouldn't get to hear them. But with the band name EXTC, it hit me that the band name is EX and then your initials TC. Was the band name your idea or Andy Partridge's idea for the EXTC?
Well, it was pretty much Partridge's idea, really. He seemed to me, he said, well, look, as your initials are TC and it's an XTC thing there, I mean, he plays on words a lot, Partridge. And he said, I don't think you could really call it anything else in light of the fact that a majority of the songs are XTC songs. So that's what I went with. I thought if it's got his blessing, so to speak, you know, I felt comfortable about that. And that's what we did.
So how did you come about, or how did you know Steve Hampton, who's on guitar and vocals, and Terry Lyons, who's on bass and vocals on this version of XTC?
Yeah, I didn't know them at all. I got introduced to them by, Steve Hampton introduced Terry Lyons to the band. He knew him from a long time back. They were in a band called the Rams years ago. Steve Hampton came to me via a contact I had in London and suggested that he might be a good fit in light of the fact that he played with Joe Jackson and the Vapors and the Rams and others at that time. And we're all about the same age. So that's quite important, I think. Allow people to sort of get on, I guess. You know, there isn't that age difference. We're all very comfortable with what we're doing at this point in time in our lives. So that situation's made it quite easy, really.
You mentioned earlier XTC kind of more had a reputation more for being more a studio-oriented band. Didn't really tour much since 82. EXTC, how do you guys approach live performances?
Well, the thing is, we are a three-piece band, and as XTC continued to record, they didn't have to be concerned about duplicating this stuff in the live environment. So, you know, they had Dave Gregory was a keyboard player as well as a guitar player. So it does restrict the songs that we can do justice to. There's no doubt about that. But I've always wanted to be in a rock band, and I find myself in a bit of a power trio now, which is really good from my point of view. There are thoughts about perhaps getting a keyboard player in there at some point, but as it stands at the moment, you know, we're quite comfortable with what we're doing.
Well, your EXTC website offers fans a wonderful opportunity to explore the music and see what EXTC sounds like. I've noticed you've included samples of classic XTC tracks that you guys have done now as EXTC, like Making Plans for Nigel.
We're only making plans for Nigel. Nigel's whole future is as good as sealed. Yeah. And if young Nigel says he's happy, he must be happy. He must be happy. He must be happy in his world.
Sense is working overtime.
All the world's football shapes is just for me to kick in space. And I can see his smell, touch, taste. And I've got one, two, three.
Mayor of Simpleton. As well as some deeper cuts like Grass.
If you fancy, we could buy an ice cream cone. Your mate has gone, she didn't want to be alone.
Towers of London.
Towers of London, when they had built you, did you watch over the man who fell? Oh, Towers of London, when they had built you, Victoria's gem found in somebody's hell. Bridges of muscles spanning so.
And this is Pop.
My direction, quizzing on my station selection. What do you call that noise that you put on? This is Pop, yeah, yeah. This is Pop, yeah, yeah. This is Pop, yeah, yeah. This is.
Are there any plans for an EXTC album, or is it just a seeing you guys live? Is that kind of the orientation of the band?
Yeah, we're comfortable with the band as it stands at the moment. We have had several personnel changes for one reason or another. But once we finish completing these tours, which will continue on towards the end of this year, I think we'll probably have a break then and try and come up with some fresh new original material, and our intentions are to do some recording, but that probably won't take place till perhaps early next year, I think, because as I say, we've got quite a touring schedule at the moment right through up until December.
Last year, back in March of 2023, me and T-Bone saw you guys play in Salt Lake City. You guys have put on a great show. One compliment or one thing someone told me when I've seen you guys live, they heard your sound check and they're like, you might want to bring some earplugs. These guys are pretty loud. I'm like, no, we'll be fine. It was a pretty loud show, but it was awesome.
Yeah. We really enjoy it. That's sort of out of our control, really. That's the front of house guy. He determines what that's like. We don't really get to hear that, obviously, but I hope it's not too loud. I hope it's just nice and comfortable.
No, it was great. And everybody I talked to that went to the show was not disappointed. They really liked it and enjoyed it. There was a few people who had no idea you guys were coming and playing, and they were sad they missed out. So hopefully next time they catch you guys and don't delay on those.
Yeah, it's all about the promotion. Some venues promote very well and are efficient. Other venues tend not to be as good. And I don't know why these people are in business, to be honest, because you really want to let everybody know what's going on there if you're running a business. But there you have it. I mean, there's good promoters and there's not so good promoters.
How does it feel to get back on the road? Is there any particular songs that you like to bring up and play now live in general that are a favorite for you?
Yeah, I think we've got a good cross section of stuff that or material that I originally played on. And some of those songs, if you're going to be doing this XTC thing, you have to play. I mean, they were hit singles, I guess, to a certain degree in the UK and possibly marginally in the United States. Things like you suggested, making plans for Nigel, Generals and Majors, Senses Working Overtime, those are things that people expect you to play. We've tried to make it interesting, and each time we tour, we try and freshen the setup again by trying to introduce some different songs, so that you're not actually seeing exactly the same show again. So once again, we freshened it up for this tour with hopefully a couple of surprises. Hopefully surprises to you and not to the band themselves. But so we try and keep the thing interesting.
Yeah, that was kind of my next question, is what can audience expect on this upcoming tour, which sounds like there's going to be a few surprises. Sounds like classic and deep XTC cuts, and overall a great live show, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. There are going to be some familiar songs in amongst it, and hopefully a couple of surprises in there, as I say. But you can never keep everybody happy all the time. Somebody's going to come away and say, oh, well, you never played this. But, we do basically a two-hour set. 55 minutes each set, I guess, and two sets with a 15-minute break. So it's a pretty good show. But if we do supports or anything, certainly you've got to cut the set down to about 45 minutes. But so somebody's going to be there disappointed, I guess, because they never heard perhaps their favorite track. But I think we cover it pretty well.
So as you've been touring with EXTC, has there been any memorable shows that have stood out to you so far?
That's a tricky one. Not in particular. You usually tend to remember these things if things have gone drastically wrong. But fortunately, most of them have gone well. So I wouldn't say anything stands out, anything more than anything else as it stands at this point in time.
I saw, I think last year, Steve posted some stuff when you guys played, was it Japan or Tokyo? And he put on that was just an overall insane type of show. That seems like he really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, we'd like to go back. I think our intentions are to go back sometime next year. We intend to do that. And it was great fun to go back. And I certainly haven't been back to Japan for about 40 years. So it was... It was quite exciting to be able to have the opportunity to do that.
Besides going back there, are there any other places that you're looking forward to playing?
There are some talk of perhaps doing some European dates, but because of the situation of the UK not being in the European Union anymore, touring over there has become a little bit difficult. So we're looking into the complexities of that to see whether we can go over there next year without it being too much of a pain.
Oh, you're going to be kicking off your U.S. tour coming up shortly here on April 24th in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. T-Bone and myself would highly recommend to any of our listeners, if EXTC is playing near you, grab your tickets and go. You're not going to be disappointed. For our WXXP listeners, don't miss the show on Monday, May 6th at the City Winery in Pittsburgh. For a Double X radio show filled with music and memories. Unfortunately, it looks like EXTC this time around is not playing any U.S. West Coast tour dates. Are there any plans to add additional shows, or is this kind of the whole set U.S. tour at this time?
Yeah, it was a decision to try and keep the actual travel down the distances. Last couple of tours, this will be the fourth tour that we've done over there as EXTC. On all the other occasions, we've gone from sort of West Coast to East Coast. We found that the traveling side of it can be a little bit daunting. So we've tried to make this just an East Coast tour, and we intend to go back to the West Coast perhaps in the fall.
I'll jump at the chance to see you guys again live. It was a great show. I mentioned the website earlier, extc.com. Is that the best way for our listeners to follow the band, or are there other social media sites?
Yeah, it's all out there. If you go to www.extcband, that'll give you all the information that you really require regarding touring and dates and ticket outlets and all this type of thing.
Well, Terry, thank you so much for being on the podcast today. We wish you and the guys the best of luck on the upcoming tour, and we really hope to see you guys live again shortly as well.
That's kind of you, Steve. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
If this is your first time listening, we thank you and ask that you please subscribe. That's a great way to support us. And if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave us a 5-star review. You can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search for New Wave Music Podcast. We'll catch you on the next episode.